Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marty Marashich Lemishmas. Maris Esther Vasrik Shmuel, Raschan of Summer Sotachan of Asmeir Zev. And, of course, in the Torah of Mari Barabi, Akon of God of Dayzok Manzatzal, discussing Inyan of Lakats Ner Chanukah. Rambam, Perakim, Rechaz Chanukah, Lacha Aleph until Gimel, Beis Shpai Sheni, the second Beis Amikdash, Kshemochu Yavon, when the Yavanim were Molech, Gazu Xeris, I saw a bit of the Dasan, they were going to Xeris and the Jewish people, they nullified their religion, Lo Anichovas and Lasik with Torah and Mitzvahs, and they didn't allow them to involve themselves in Torah and Mitzvahs. Fashtu Yadim b'moinim b'moniseyam, and they extended their hand to their daughters, to their money. V'nechnasu l'heichol, and they went into the heichol, ufartzu b'opratzos v'timua taharis, and they made breaches, and they were metame what was tahar. V'tzal lehem l'yisrael ma'od mipneihem, and the Jewish people had a lot of anguish because of them, distress. Lachatzum lachatz gadol, and they had a lot of pressure on them. Until the God of our forefathers had mercy on them, and he saved them from their hands, and the sons of the Hasmoneim, the priests, the Kohanim Gedolim, the Holgum, and killed these Yevonim, and they saved the Jewish people from their hands. Ve'emidu melech min ha-kohanim, and they established a king from among the kohanim. Ve'chozro malchus Yisrael, Yisrael yeser al-masayim shanat chuban ha-ba'asheni. And the malchus returned to the Jewish people for more than 200 years until the Chorban Bayis Sheni. U'kishagavri Yisrael aloi ve'yam, when the Jewish people overcame their enemies, ve'avdu m'chamisha ve'esim, v'chodesh Kislev, the 25th of Kislev, ve'nichnesu le'heichol, and they entered the Heichal v'lamatzu shemen tar b'mikdash el pach echod. All they found was one pach of shemen tar. V'haybo lahadlik el yoymechad, all there was to light one day. B'uvad v'liku v'menu nevos ha-ma'arocha shmoyni yomim. And instead they lived for 8 days. Ache, meaning there was a miracle, went for 8 days. Ache katshu zeisim batzu shemen tar, until they crushed olives and they brought out pure shemen. V'nezeh skinu cham shabay sodosh yoshmonis yom me'ele shetchilasam. And therefore, the Chachamim in that generation decreed that these 8 days that start on the 25th of Kislev will be Yemei Simcha V'Halel, days of happiness and praise. We light candles at night on the entrances to the house every night. Mishmonis Halelos, from the 8 nights of Chanukah. L'harois u'legalois hanes, to show and reveal the miracle. V'yamim elu hein hanikloim yimei Chanukah. And these 8 days are called the days of Chanukah. As mevo'al mitvrei Rambam, she'ikaran shel yimei ha-Chanukah u'mitzvoteihem v'halel v'hoda'a v'hadlakat nerot. That the primary reason that we have these days of Chanukah and these mitzvahs, where we have Hallel, Hoda'ah, Lakas Neros, is ala nitzachon v'yishua b'milchama. That we were victorious at war, and the inyan of the Neros, b'neis, shehaya b'hem, shedalku ches yamim u'laharos u'legalos ha'neis. And the inyan of the Neros is to show the miracle, as is the lashon of the Rambam. Why? Laharois ulegalois hanis, to show and reveal the miracle. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, it's to be careful that Neros Chanukah, to show the miracle, and to add to the praise of God, and thanking Him for the miracles that He performed on our behalf. The So the primary inyan here is the nisim that God did with the Yeshuas, right? That's the many nisim that he did for us during the war. And also we see this mitzvah atzma that it's talking about the war, because we don't find any zecher l'nisim that were done, that the Jewish, where the Jewish people weren't saved. And this nes of Ner HaDolek, me'ever l'midato, הרי היה בכל יום ויום במקדש בנר המערבי. So we always have this nes with the Ner HaMaravi, as the Gemara says, that it lit for more than normal. So מה חידוש יותר ישנו בנס החנוכה? What greater chiddush is there in the miracle of Chanukah? So the Iker, right, the Ner is just the galos, the hodiyah, the galos hanes, but that's the nes of the victory at war. אלא שצריך להיזהר בהדלקת הנר, כיוון שבה ישנה הודעת הנס. דהיינו, הפרסומי ניסה שהוזכר בגמרא לגבי הדלקת נר חנוכה. You have to be very careful about הדלקת הנר, because there it tells about the nes, the פרסומי ניסה that the Gemara talks about by הדלקת נר חנוכה. That's what the Rambam says, that the הדלקת להרוס הנס, to show the miracle. And another inyan, Shabbat Ner Chanukah, there's Hosavas Sheva Hakel. There's adding on to the praise of Hashem, like the Rambam writes. Vahodayalo, and thanks to him. So we have to understand, what is the addition in the praise and the thanks on the miracle of the victory that we have with the lighting of the candles that's coming, L'choral Inyan Acher. In other words, the lighting of the candles are Megale, the nes of the Yeshua. That's what Chanukah is all about. Because again, we make a zecher not for the fact that that alone that the Ner Chanukah lit for more time than normal, because that happened every day, and there was no Yeshua Yisrael in that. So we're commemorating Yeshua Yisrael, and the Neros are mara the nes that shows the nes. So what's the how do the Neros show the nes of the Milchama? We also have to understand the Rambam that we see in Perakim, well, that's what it says in the Gemara, Nefchafalfa and Beis, Lashon Acher is covered by Halal v'Hodah. It's not like Rashi says that Halal is Amiras HaHalal and Hodah is Al HaNisim, because as we pointed out in a recent shir, the Rambam doesn't b'chal bring in Hilchos Chanukah the Inyan of Amiras Al HaNisim. He only talks about Halal. So it must be the Das HaRambam, Hoda'ah, what's Hoda'ah? Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. According to the Rambam, the Hoda'ah is Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. Ukumvuar b'dvarav, Balacha Yudbet, Shadlakat HaNerot Yosafa B'Shevach HaKel V'Hoda'yalo. Then when you light the candles, it is an addition. B'Tzarech Adem Lizarbo K'dei Lodi Anes, tell about the miracle. Ula hoisif b'shevach hakel v'hoidoyaloi al hanisim sh'asalanu. That's the inyan of the thanks. The neros are the thanks. Not like Rashi says that the hoidah is al hanisim, but the neros are the hoidah. So how are the neros a hoidah? And it says in the Piskei Riaz Shabbos there that the Haidah is Shemoidim al Anes Badlakas Neros and Maskir Nois Abitfila. What's this Haidah? And what's the Nikudah Mishutefet Bein Hadlakat HaNerot LaHazkara Batfila? Man Yan Mishutaf Shel Hodah Yeshno B'Tarvayu. What is the common denominator between Moidim al Anes Badlakas Neros and the Hazkara in Tfila? We also have to understand that Haidah is Shaykh and Hatzalah, winning the war. But the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, there was no Hatzalah. And the Rak Gili is a Gili of a Nes. ומדליקים בהם הסנרס בערב על פסחי בתם, כל הלילה משעון סיום להרוס אל הגלוס הנס. It's a gili hanes. But what's the hoidah? Ma hoidah shayich al zeh? There's shevach, maybe. When you're being megala nes, that's praising the nes. But where's there a hoidah here? V'nira'a שמצאנו בנר חנוכה דבר שלא ראינו כלל בשאר כל המצוות. והוא שאף על פי שהחיוב הוא על יום חפה ויום חבב, שהוא זמן המחייב הדלקת הנר. So we find something in Hanukkah that we don't find anywhere else. So the chiyuv is on the 25th, the 26th, the 27th and weiter. And Chof Dalet is not Bechlal Yemei Chanukah. Nevertheless, even though the Hadlaka, Oysa Mitzvah, Naseisa Hadlaka B'Chof Dalet. When are you lighting the 25th? On the 24th. You're lighting it at Shkia. So it's only Suffolk, night. Suffolk day, Suffolk night. Ubi Yoyser, Be'erev Shabbos, Madlikin Lahedias Haner Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you light the Ner of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. V'gam b'chol yom efshad ladlik b'diavad miplag ha-mincha. Ki mevu'al b'shulchan aruch. So on Erev Shabbos, you're b'chlal lighting during the day, whatever that day is, of Chanukah. And you're lighting while it's still day. And every day you can already light from plag, an hour and a quarter before Shkia. We see in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Ayin Beis Aleph. Hein omnam an erev Shabbos hakopanim yefshir binyan acheri and magen avram and tafri shayintes. Aval im yefshar lekeim mitzvah. So if you can't do it, then don't do it. But what mitzvah is there lighting the previous day b'chla? It's pashut, there's no meaning of tosefes. It's not that day yet. You're doing it on the previous day, even if it's chav hei. You're chav ches. So you're doing chav ches and chav zayin. Ma pitom you're doing chav ches and chav zayin. הדברים תמויים. ונראה לחדש מזה שיסוד הנס של נר חנוכה עניינו על פי המבואר במסכת חגיגה בדף י"ב, שבשעה שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את העולם היה מרחיב והולך עד שגער בו הקדוש ברוך הוא והעמידו. מה אני אומר יש לקיש? מה ידכתיב? אני כרשקה עיני שאמרתי לעולם? די. היה אין שם את דברי יש לקיש, אפשר שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא על את הים, היה מרחיב והולך, עד שגער בו השם וייבשו. So you see in the Gemara, in the Chagigah, that when הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world was expanding. And then הקדוש ברוך הוא was goyer boy. And he made the world stop. And that's what it means, Shakai. I said to the world, die. The word Sha, and then die, that name, is She'amarti, die. I said enough to the world. And when Hashem created the Yam kept going, and then Hashem said, stop, dried it up. So we see from this that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was infinite, Belik Vul, HaKochot, Shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Babriya, Gam Him Behechreach, Belik Vul. If God is beligvul, so the kochos he gave to the Bria are also beligvul. Umemela, mitzar atzman yesh bem koach hispashtus, lo hagbala. They have this power to spread without limit. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave limitless powers to the Bria because koach hapoil benifal, as they say in Chabad. The koach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Bria, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is beli self. וממילא שמצער עצמן בעל כוח יש מהם כוח הספשטוס ולא כל הגבולה, אלא שהייתה הצירה מיוחדת של התפשטות זו על ידי כוח השם, שאמר לעולמו די. There was an atzira here, it stopped the hispashtus of the world, stopped because of the כוח השם who said stop. And the world's no longer being created. He stopped creating. So it's not bittul koyach espashtus. It is not nullifying the power of expansion, but rather it is an opposing force that doesn't enable expansion. Like we see in the Lashon of the Gemara, she'i espashtus ba migaoras Hashem. That the lack of expansion comes because Hashem reprimanded, so to speak, the creation. It's not a bittul, it's not stopping it, it's not nullifying it, it's mani, it is preventing it from expanding. There's a medrash that says every gal that comes, every wave that comes, says I'm gonna flood the world. And then it says in the pasuk that I made the chof is the gvul hayam. I once heard from Rav Hadari Shlita that he heard a professor of physics talking on it. Israeli radio show, and they asked him. You know, he was explaining how come the sea doesn't just flood the world. How come the waters aren't flooding the world? So he quoted the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, "Asher samti chol gvul hayam." So that's it. So even though the sea wants to, that's what the physics professor answered. Even though the sea wants to flood the world, but it can't because HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopping it. Shemvuar sheyeshno hakoach, ela sheyeshna gzera negdit le'i mimusho. Yes, yeshno kaze koach, aval yesh gzera negdit shehakoach haze lo yitmamesh. Ulefi ze nira, Shanes shel pach hashemen. So the miracle of the pach hashemen, that even though it was enough for one day only and it lasted for 8 days, it wasn't in the same category as other miracles of shinui hateva that we see partially in the Mishnah and Avos in the fifth chapter in the eighth Mishnah and in the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos over there. Shekol shinui hateva nivru b'shas habriya. All of the shinuyim of teva were created at the time of creation, because otherwise we say there was nothing new under the sun, so it was all created from the get-go. Ela shekol ma shedolek hashemen b'koach hadlaka shebo rak lefi ma shechakak lo hakadosh baruch hu ve'ein mitpashet koach hadlakato belo gvul. So normally, when that's the rule is that it was all b'shas habriya, all the miracles. Here, when the shemen is burning, b'koach hadlaka, the reason it doesn't just keep going is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choykek that it should stop, b'koach hamenia. Hashem said, "La'olam odai," to be monea, to prevent this koach hispashtus, this power of expansion that everything in the bria has. So here it went, but it went for 8 days. He was only mevatel. He was only monea. Kadosh Baruch Hu only prevented it from expanding beyond the 8 days. But until then, he let it go. So mitzad etzem mitziyuso shel hashemen. So mitzad the etzem etzius of shemen, the very reality of the oil, the Koach HaDolek just kept going, because that's the Teva, if it doesn't have the Hagbala. So the Nes is beyond what it shows. Koach Hashem is more powerful than Teva. That's what Nisim are normally about. But rather, this Nes teaches us, and it gives a Negiya Kol Shehi to the feeling and to the knowledge of the Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Normally we don't get that sense because we're very limited. And comes this Hadlakas Ner Chanukah and says, is Megala this Inyan? Because look, it lasted for 8 days. Because every power of creation is just going to keep going. In other words, it wasn't just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overpowered Teva. That's what a nace normally is. Here what happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the oil go its natural course for 8 days. Meaning, what's the natural course? The natural course is that it keeps going. That's the natural course. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nature with infinite capabilities. And therefore, it should just keep going, just like the yam should keep going. And here he stopped it after 8 days. But you see, for those 8 days, the power of creation. So that shows you Hashem's Ein Sof, Koach HaPoel B'Niflo. You see the power of Hashem in the Bria, that it should just keep going. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu was infinite. As Me'ata Harei Mevo'al Shapir, Ha'inyan Shel Hadlakat HaNer Shel Chav Hei B'Chav Dalet. What's the Inyan of lighting on the day before? Because if not for the Inyan of Omer La'alam Udai, then day would just keep going, and night would just keep going. Day would go into night, and night would go into day. U'memela, kishiyashna hadlaka ha'omeret et ha'itpashtut hazo, b'matzav zeh shel givui shel inyan zeh, shekenet be'er achem kayam u'le'olam, mikocho yitbarach, harei shapir yesh makom lahadlik, b'chav dalet, shemitzad atzmo mitpashetu l'chav hei, ve'al yedei zeh havad lehadlaka b'chav hei, v'gam zeh yeshno b'chlal ha'givui shayal nes zeh. So, when there's a hadlaka that talks about this hispashtus, that reveals this hispashtus, so there is room to light on the previous day. Because what are we showing? We're showing that nature should just keep going had Hashem not said stop. So, therefore, if you light on the 24th, you can light for the 25th. Because the 24th is really going to keep going. And you can light on the 25th, the 26th, because the 25th mitzvah atzma is also going to keep going. Because there's no limit to nature. So dafka in this mitzvah, there's an inyan to do it, not in the proper time, before the proper time. That's exactly what the halakha is megala. So that's b'siyata d'shmaya ko'enisha einfal in this inyan. A little philosophical over here. Some physics. And the mitzvah Hashem, we have Tayre Yidden Asach, aber Asach Vasureden, a lot to talk about. So I just ask you to please stay tuned for more Niflos Rabbos Vigadolos Mitaretz Hashem. Just so much to share. Thank you for listening, and Beli Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.